You were also the first, if I have this, my memory correct, you were the first on-air reporter to talk about the Access Hollywood tapes.
I was.
And that was because NBC had the tapes in their vault because Access Hollywood was an NBC.
Hollywood had the tapes.
But it was an NBC distributed show?
They had
something?
The tapes before.
Yeah, but Access Hollywood still had the tapes.
Right, right. But NBC got...
Was aware
you,
of them.
You got them sooner than others. So
yeah, we did because because it's an NBC property. You know, the first time I heard the tape, I was sitting in an office and I my ear was right up against the computer because the volume was really low, and I could make out Donald Trump's voice distinctly. It's a voice at that point I knew better than my own, and you know he's talking about trying to sleep with a married woman. He's saying these things that, you know, on a hot mic that clearly he wouldn't say if he knew, although he had been saying wild stuff on Howard Stern before. So this was not totally out of character. But hearing him say, you can grab them by the pussy was, I mean, my jaw cartoonishly dropped to the floor. I remember yelling out in this executive's office, in executive row where everyone's relatively quiet, oh my God, did Donald Trump just say he can grab women by the pussy? I mean, mm-hmm. screaming this out. And then thinking, you know, wow, oh my God. if anything's going to stop this campaign, it's going to be this. Or is it? You know, I thought immediately, oh my God, this, he can never
You were the one who
this.
Kept telling NBC that none of these other crises were going to stop.
So
did
I
you
thought,
think this one would?
I thought this one might, but then almost immediately I thought, well, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yep.
Because, I mean, I thought it might for a few reasons. One, his campaign went completely dark. 50 former and current Republican lawmakers were either calling for him to drop out or calling for him or saying they weren't going to vote for him. The crescendo of condemnation was a crescendo. It was loud. Then again, I knew that Donald Trump was not somebody who would ever drop out of anything. He would never quit. And if you pushed him back into a corner, he would just fight harder. So what was going to happen in the debate was my question. How was he going to try and turn this on Hillary Clinton? How would he use Bill Clinton and his accusers? Would that work for him? And then the real test was, what's going to happen at his first rally after that? If the same amount of people, the same amount of enthusiasm is out there, then we'll know it doesn't really matter. And that's what happened.
So talk about that, the first one.
So the first rally out of that was thousands of people. Thousands. I don't remember exactly where it was. I think it might have been Ohio. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people screaming and cheering. The more that he was backed into a corner, the more that they felt like they needed to defend him, the louder they got. There was a woman wearing a shirt
that
said—
An equal amount of women, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
I went to several of those rallies after that.
There were a lot of women there. And one woman was wearing a shirt that said— And she wasn't the only one, but she was the one that we got the best images of, I guess. Donald Trump can grab me by my, and she had an arrow pointed down.
Well,
looked like a normal
classy
woman. She was wearing glasses. She looked like someone's mom.
Right.
You know, she looked like someone on the PTA at somebody's middle school. Like, she didn't look crazy.
But she wanted her pussy grabbed. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Unwelcome.
By Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I, you know, it was wild. They didn't care.